Once a teacher asked her little pupils to share their acts of kindness to animals and birds. One said, "Miss, one time I helped a cat climb out of a pit." Another said, "Miss, once I tended an injured bird in our garden." After several of the children had told their stories of kindness, finally, one little boy said, "Miss, this morning I hit a boy with a stick for kicking my dog." My dear sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ, Jesus told many parables in his public ministry. While many are relatively simple to understand, some are more difficult. Today's gospel story is one of the most difficult stories in the Bible to understand. It is really a strange parable. When I read this parable for the first time, I was actually surprised. I couldn't understand the meaning of this parable. From our childhood, we have heard that honesty is the best policy. Parents and teachers teach the children the importance of honesty and accountability. Honesty brings us good behavior and discipline in our lives. So, this parable of unjust, dishonest steward has shocked many people for centuries. Jesus tells us the parable of unjust steward or manager who squandered his master's possessions. The master became aware of this and planned to remove him from the stewardship. When the steward heard that his master is going to remove him, he became very troubled and worried. He wondered what he would do, for he said, "I cannot dig ditches. I am ashamed to go begging." But in the few remaining days of his stewardship, he showed great prudence. He contacted his master's debtors and reduced their debts. He accepted lesser amounts from these debtors and thus gained their favor and friendship. My dear friends, the steward cleverly converted debtors of his master into his own debtor. By doing this, the unjust steward hoped to be accepted in their house and friendship once he was dismissed from the master's services. He bought friends with his master's money and used these friends to secure a means of livelihood at the point of his dismissal. The steward was unfaithful and dishonest. We must note that the rich man did not praise the manager for being dishonest, but his master praised him for his shrewdness and foresight. Here, Jesus, by narrating this parable, is not praising the dishonesty and unfaithfulness of the manager, but Jesus was admiring his shrewdness and his efforts to solve his problems. The steward had foresight and provided for his future. Jesus' point is that we should be shrewd in the eternal things. We should prepare for the day of the judgment and take steps to be ready for it. Jesus praised the shrewdness of the manager and gave this advice to his disciples. If a person is trustworthy in very small matters, he will be also trustworthy in very great ones. Similarly, if a person is dishonest in small matters, he will also be dishonest in great ones. It means that we need to be honest and accountable in our daily actions. If we cannot trust in small things, nobody is going to trust us in great matters. God has provided us with everything that we need and trust us to handle them with honesty and accountability. My dear friends, if we are faithful in little things, we shall be faithful in much. If we are faithful to our daily duties, daily carrying the cross, then we shall be faithful in much. That is our vocation, our perseverance, and eternal salvation. Saint Mother Teresa of Calcutta says, "Be faithful in small things, because it is in them that your strength lies." Being faithful means doing everything we do with great love, however small those things are. Little things are indeed little, but to be faithful in little things is great thing. Little drops of water makes the mighty ocean. Our great doing of the little things make our life great. The responsible use of our little things on earth determine our great reward in heaven. Hence, faithfulness in little things is a big thing. Jesus warns us, if then you have not been faithful with the dishonest wealth, who will entrust you the true riches? We must be faithful administrators of the money, property, riches, and wealth. We must use them for doing good, for helping the needy, for charitable purposes. Then the Lord will give us true riches, permanent riches. My dear friends, please remember that faithfulness in little thing is big thing. May God bless you.